Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. It's brought to you today by our friends at D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. 888-24-LAW-24. Bite back. I'd like to start off tonight's glorious ENN by saying good evening to Michael Kennedy.
A little tight, you know what I mean?
And good evening to Don.
Oh, by the way, I threw away your pod.
And good evening to myself. Michael can't pick a game out of a bucket full of games. And to Mike and to myself again. You sound like a real tool. Well, a lot of people like the New York Giants this weekend, including Keyshawn Johnson.
I like the Giants in this situation, too. I feel like their secondary getting some of those guys back, Adoree Jackson and company. I feel like defensively they could do some things, put some pressure on Minnesota. Minnesota's really good when people come at them with pressure. They don't shy away from blitzing and Kirk Cousins and Jamar Jefferson. But in this situation, I'm just going to take the Giants.
Who's Jamar Jefferson?
Did he say Jamar Jefferson?
Wow, that's almost like a
Buffalo Bills without got who?
Tay Diggs.
Stephon Diggs, because they Stephon Diggs, everybody.
Is there anything better? Is there anything better than when Don quickly tries to recover, Michael?
Nothing better.
Like
former
that
Raven
replied.
Really current hamstrings.
Oh, like the game he's, doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh no, he's a Ram.
How is that yet to win a Marconi?
It's one of the great moments I've ever heard.
It's a historic fan team, you know, history, franchise.
You could see I'm juggling words.
You're juggling something. Osu Mignora was also on KGM today, and he talked about how big this game is for Mr. Saquon Barkley.
Massive game for him, man. Massive game for him. Obviously, he's had a very, very good season. Injury plague last year, but now he has come back to the guy who everybody thought he was. He has to justify the fact that he was the number two overall pick, and he has done that and more. So going into the playoffs, this is where things really, really count, especially if you're a New York fan, if you're a Giant fan. You know the legacy we have there. A lot is riding on this guy's shoulders, and I believe he can actually deliver. So he has to go out there and perform the way we know he's capable of performing, and the New York Giants have to remunerate him. They have to pay him accordingly, and I think they'll do just that.
Remunerate?
Wow.
Wink Martindale was on earlier on our new local midday program, Barton
Hahn. Give you a dollar if you could say Wink's real name.
Aloysius.
Nope.
Winkle.
Nope.
No,
it's one of the hosts of the show's
it's
name.
Donald.
Well, thanks, Don.
Donald Winkle Martindale.
Well, that's how Mike Tannenbaum refers to him every time he brings up his name. He refuses to say Wink.
Like I refuse to say Bucky Dent. I say Russell Earl.
You don't say it. That's not true. You're lying when you say it.
I am not a nickname guy. Have you ever heard me call Aaron Boone Booney? Never. Won't do
no,
it.
But that's the difference between.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah,
Wink is his name. I hear you say Buck all the time. That's not his given name.
Yeah, but that's been his name like for 50 years. So like well, Yogi Berra Buck. To me was Lawrence Peter.
And I'm sure it's been Bucky for 50 years. So stop yourself. Booney's different. It's just that's just baseball being lazy.
Here's Wink Martindale. On Barton Hahn.
I think he likes Winky.
Talking about Kayvon Thibodeau.
Oh, I think his potential is just unlimited. I don't even want to put a ceiling on him because every week he gets better. Every day he gets better. He's one of those old school rookies. It doesn't even seem like he's a rookie. He's a natural leader. what he usually sets out to do, he does. And I love being around the guy. And you know, he's made a lot of big plays for us already early in his career. And you know, you just continue to see him grow every day.
You know, I'd like to say one thing because
Michael, you know, the floor is yours.
In the state, sometimes in the station, we tiptoe around the truth. Barton Hahn, the show from noon to three, is now a local show.
Yeah.
It used to be a national show where you could tune in and they'd be talking about Alabama football. No. Those days are over. Now you're going to get the biggest stories in New York when you tune into Barton Hahn. It is a New York-based show. Got it? Not a national show anymore.
Is it a national show?
No, it's a New York-based show. All this, like, if the Mets had signed Carlos Correa, they would have been talking about that. Right. They would not have been talking about, you know, Trevor Lawrence's QBR rating.
I love
it. Just thought I'd say that.
I'm glad you said it. I'm proud of you.
Yes.
I'm happy to know you. And I support you.
Thanks.
And I love you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I love you, too. A little tight, you know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. So, things are getting a little wacky doo-doo in Baltimore, eh?
What, Orioles or
no, no, not the O's.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Ravines. Yesterday, did you happen to catch Lamar Jackson's tweet?
Oh, sure.
Yep.
Lamar basically tweeted like, oh, hey, dudes, wish I could be there with you, but I can't, man, trying to get better. Would you agree, Don, that kind of summed up the vibe?
Yes.
Wish I could be there, my bros. I just can't. I'm going to add a little interesting context, though. I think, okay. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet. Any of you guys seen the article in the Washington Post quoting Sammy Watkins on the subject?
I have not.
Here we go. Can I get some theme music? This is sort of important. Okay, thank you. In this league, everybody's pretty much banged up, hurt. Veteran wideout Sammy Watkins said Wednesday in a quiet corner of Baltimore's locker room. I don't want to speak for him and his situation and whatever he's going through with the contracts. I don't know what world he's in. But for me, you got a chance to do something special. We all know with Lamar Jackson out there, this team's really freaking good and special things can happen. He can will this team to a Super Bowl. I don't think he's thinking about it that way. He's got an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. I hope he hobbles back out there. Put him out for pass plays. Don't run him at all. But you never know. That could be wrong. I'm being very selfish right now. Just want him to be out on the field. But man, what a great thing it would be to see number 8 touch the field this Sunday as we go out there and blow them out. But that's for Lamar and everybody else to figure out. Hope miraculously something happens. Somebody reaches out to him, whether it's coach or somebody, and he decides to play. But that's a question if he's healthy or not. I don't know. I haven't been watching him. That is a mouthful from Sammy Watkins.
It's a mouthful of ignorance.
Well, is it? Or is it an indicator that he and they, his teammates, don't buy that Lamar is that hurt?
But
this is more about the contract.
Don't preface it by saying, I don't know, I'm not there, I don't know the severity. Don't throw a bunch of I don't knows.
You want him to say, get your ass out here.
Right, or lay out. Because if you don't know the injury, you don't know the severity, then how do you make those declarations? You don't think he wants to – so is that the reputation that he doesn't want to play, that he doesn't want to affect his contract status or what? What is he suggesting? Why would you get in? I thought we were over that stuff now.
Hey,
it's
listen.
It's so dangerous to question somebody's injury. It really is.
But you know why I'm not going to complain about it?
Because it's a great quote from in the –
it's good content.
Exactly. Because all we do is complain about how players say nothing. And Sammy Watkins sat there and waxed poetic. By the way, Sammy Watkins also, who I blame for Michael getting his win last week. Remember, Don? Sammy Watkins catches that ball, starts running down the field. We're thinking Ravens are going to score here and cover.
Oh, my God, yes.
Broke our hearts. You broke my heart, Sammy.
But I can't say anything because of how I got my 2 points.
You can never say anything.
No.
In fact, if you end up holding me off in the standings, you should be in the dunk tank with me.
Well, you've had backdoor covers before, too.
Not like that. Not like that.
Listen, was it unusual? Sure.
Would you be upset if you were playing in a box game, a Monday? Let's say you're playing in a Monday Night Football box game, right?
Mm, yeah.
Big money, high stakes, every Monday, big money.
Yep.
And you played the game a couple of weeks ago, and the game ended and you had the score 7-3 in the DeMar Hamlin game, what would you say?
I'd be red hot.
Yeah.
It was 6-3, wasn't it? No, it was 7-3.
It was 7-3. If you had 7-3 in the box, game ends, boom, 7-3. And then they say game's canceled, doesn't count.
I would have been screaming, fix, stuff like that.
I understand. I
would have acted childish because, as you've read, I'm very immature and very thin-skinned.
That part is true. That was the only true thing I read this week.
It was one of the most documented things of the week.
That I'm thin-skinned?
Just everything around that, right. Which is awful.
I started a book last night, Michael.
I never read books.
I know. I'm not a vociferous reader like that.
So you'll never finish it?
I'd like to finish it, but I'll tell you what. This is a book. It's not even about finishing it. It already had impact on me whether I finished it or not. It's called The Art of Not Giving a Bleep. Have you heard of it?
I wish I had read it.
You should get it on your Kindle.
I don't read books on a Kindle. I like to have a physical book in my hand.
Okay, well, then buy the physical book.
Yeah.
But, Don, can't you already tell by the title this book could help Michael's life?
Yes.
It's the first chapter was so, oh.
I don't know if I've ever read a book that changed my life, though, so.
Well, consider it. The Art of Not Giving a Bleep, except it's not bleeped.
Does it say the word?
It does.
I don't know if I could have that in the house with the kids here.
And you wouldn't be allowed to say the title of the book because your mom would look down on you
And
put soap right in your mouth.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, guys, I don't think we have enough time. I think we have to get right into it, don't we?
Nah, I wouldn't.
I have seven minutes?
I waited all week for it.
It's only six games.
I know, but I have things to say about each team. All right, before we get... You know what? No. Let's get into it, because I'm going to include some more things within that.
Get it. Dun.
Michael won't admit it, because he's a bad guy and a bad friend. I truthfully, Don, in my heart, feel this segment has grown on Michael.
I can truthfully tell you... Not a bit.
He's lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I'm
and
not
it's sad.
Lying. I'm being sad. I'm being truthful.
Great. The attitude is tremendous. And it's
listen,
good
I've told you I'm a performer, so I try to make this as good as it can be.
So much so that when you perform, it's art.
It is art. It's performative art.
I will say the thing that I was most upset that was said about Michael this week, Don, was questioning that he's a performative kind of talent. That bothered me. Because I firsthand watch, and I don't want to lift the curtain all the way up.
Do it.
I'm not saying Michael and Don don't have real fights where they're annoyed. They have real fights where they each text me on the side and basically tell the other one to scratch. Don't get me wrong.
You're not supposed to say that.
Sorry. But there have also been other times when if you were listening, you would think Don and Michael would want to kill each other. And they turn the mic off and change subjects, and you don't even know that anything happened.
But it's not fake fights. I mean, we're really angry at each other,
But it's understanding and it's performing.
No,
it's taking things to a level
Peter,
you wouldn't take
it in
real
life. You sound like, Peter? You sound like a lapdog. Stop it.
You're not explaining this in a good way at all.
I didn't?
No, because there's never been one contrived disagreement on this show. Seriously. When we're yelling at each other and arguing, it's completely genuine. The difference is we don't take it personal so that we can change the subject and move on. We're not genuinely mad at each other, but it's not like, hey, during the meeting, like, let's get into it. I'll take the other side,
so we can really get into it.
That's not it at all.
If I made it sound that way, that's not what I meant. What I'm saying is you guys take the job of performing on the radio seriously, and you do it, and that's it. It's performing, though.
You don't go home at night thinking
about what you argued about.
And say, what kind of performer is he? And, you'd lean toward Gallagher. I'm not saying I'm an elegant performer, but a performer nonetheless.
I consider you more a Carrot Top than Gallagher.
You know what? He is. He's ripped.
You know what, Anthony? Play my music again.
You sure?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know why you stopped in the first place. It was all part of the same thing.
I can't imagine why.
Let's get things started. Saturday at 4:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, San Francisco. I hate Michael's pick. On the call, Joe Davis.
Wait, you like Seattle?
It's not that I like Seattle. It's that the game sounds too messy and the line's too big. I'm good.
Yeah.
But you gave 13.5 in Buffalo. Clown.
That's right.
Yeah, to a horrible Miami team. Seattle's not horrible.
Well, okay.
Joe Davis will be joined by Daryl Moose Johnson, Pam Oliver on the sideline, and Christina Pink. Unfortunately,
so it's not stinking pink.
Oh. No, there's no stink, just pink.
So it's Moose and Pink.
This year's 49ers squad became the sixth team since 1970 to lead the NFL in scoring defense, total defense, and interceptions.
See?
Special foosball.
This is a playoff edition, Michael. You can tell.
I can tell, yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing it. 8:15 Saturday night, the Los Angeles Chargers at Jacksonville. 8:15 p.m., NBC. They're bringing him back.
Aloysius.
Aloysius Michaels.
He did what?
Is back from Amazon after saying, by the way, I read a quote, just disgusted with the games he called on Amazon this year. He'll be joined by, wait for it, Tony Dungy?
But, you know, as part of the agreement, Peter, I don't know if you've read this, they're delivering Al Michaels in an Amazon box to Jacksonville.
Is that true?
Yep, yep.
By the way, you guys know how I feel about Tony Dungy and him calling a game. I have two words for you. You know what they are, Don?
Repug?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Now, in that game, guys, Mike Williams out 2 to 3 weeks with a fracture. He will not be part of that Charger offensive attack. But I like the Chargers anyway, Don. Love them. Let's go to Sunday. 1 p.m. Buffalo. The Dolphins. The Bills. A game like this requires a man of integrity, a man of honor. Named Nance.
Hello, friends.
He'll be joined by Mr. Anthony DeCuomo Romo.
I'm so nervous.
And on the sidelines, Tracy Wolfson and Jay Feely. The Dolphins starting Skylar Thompson officially in that game.
Sklar.
His third career start for the Dolphins, who will be in this wild card game. And Coach Mike McDaniel, and I'd like you guys both to Google this, who is a doppelganger of the rapper Logic, added that Teddy Bridgewater worked tirelessly to make himself available, but it didn't happen. Guys, according to ESPN Analytics, the Bills have a 96% chance to beat the Dolphins. All right? The Giants head to Minnesota at 4:30. That's on Fox. And you know who's on the call?
Keith,
Mr. Kevin Burkhardt.
Definitely not pumpkins.
He'll be joined by Greg Olsen on the sidelines. Aaron Andrews.
All right, old man. I can joke with you about that.
And Tom Rinaldi. That takes us to the Sunday night 8:15 vehicle. We're back on NBC. The aforementioned Anthony Brown-led Baltimore Ravens heading to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. For a game like this, we have a man named Mike Tirico on the call.
He'll be
joined by Chris Collins.
Here's a guy.
And Melissa Stark. Last game of the weekend, Monday night, Martin Luther King Day, Dallas at Tampa, ABC ESPN 8:15. Our friend Joe Buck on the call.
Joe Buck.
He'll be joined by Troy Aikman.
Come on, Daddy.
And Lisa Salters on the sideline. Guys, there is a Peyton Manning cast.
Woo!
That's right. Peyton and Eli sitting down on ESPN2 for a special playoff vehicle. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your wild card weekend
really
NFL
good.
Announcer lineup on ENN presented by D'Agostino & Associates.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.